This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In many parts of the world, summertime includes a few recurring themes: beaches, barbecues, and summer camps. That holds true even in the Gaza Strip, where weary parents are eager to give their children a few weeks of safe summer fun. But like many things in Gaza since the Israeli military assault last December and January, some camps this summer appear to be improvised. NPR's Peter Kenyon explains.
In a rental hall more often used for wedding receptions, scores of children aged 6 to 12 and their parents gathered recently to celebrate the 2009 summer camp staged by the American International School in Gaza. The party marked the end of 2 weeks of swimming, arts and crafts, classes in Greek mythology, and other activities, all conducted in English, that the school has held since it opened in 1999. Camp coordinator Mohamed Esrani says although this year's camp had to be moved to a new location and was limited in both size and activities, in some ways it was the most satisfying.
It was the biggest challenge to find a suitable place for our camp, because, you know, our old school, it was a paradise in Gaza. But now we don't have any place to make it. So the challenge was, you know, we have a very good staff here working together as one team to draw a smile at the faces, child's faces.
The American International School evoked strong feelings from its inception. Supporters were delighted with its full school day of 7 periods and the relatively modern equipment on its campus. It stood out in comparison with the cold concrete of many other schools in Gaza. On the other hand, Islamic fundamentalists condemned the American school's policy of having boys and girls in the same classes. Palestinian extremists attacked the school more than once. But it was the Israeli Defense Force that destroyed the campus on January 2nd, during the air component of the 3-week operation in Gaza. The IDF said rockets had been launched from school grounds. Local residents disputed that, saying militants might have fired from the neighborhood, but not from the school itself. Principal Rebbe Salem says what Israel destroyed was truly the best elementary and secondary school facility in Gaza, and its loss has been deeply felt. But they never considered abandoning their students. They managed to squeeze most of them into the old British Council building in Gaza for the rest of the school year.
Of course, we lost much on the extracurricular activities, the music, the art, the computer. And our students actually were so frustrated. You know, we have students move around in the old building. Teachers are stations and students move around. In this new building, the students are sitting 7 periods a day in the same place. So they were frustrated, but it was okay.
Now Salem is scrambling to put together a program for the coming school year. Camp coordinator Mohamed Esrani says the hardships have strengthened the bond between staff and students, and that helped make the summer camp a success.
Now we are saying goodbye for them. But, you know, it's difficult to say goodbye because we love them. We really love them. The American International School, it's not only a building, it's a staff and it's a people working in it. That's the most important. We will survive.
Despite the cramped conditions and limited facilities, so far it looks like enrollment this year will be up over last year, with a waiting list to get into some grades. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.